Yeah, that was wild. One of the coolest experiences of my life, honestly, was working with him. I made that song with a producer called Jakob. He's incredibly talented, and that was another one of the songs that just came really, it just came out really fast for both of us. It just felt like very natural. And there was always this little space in the bridge that I was debating either writing something for or just leaving it. I wasn't really sure. And to be honest, the second I wrote that song, I was like, oh man, John Mayer would be so good on this song. Like, how cool would a solo be in this little pocket? And so I kind of put off writing something just because I just had the hope that he would maybe do something on it. And then when it came time to turn in the song, I was like, okay, we got to figure out what to do with this section. And so I told Jakob, like, hey, I have this little dream of maybe getting John Mayer. Like, should I ask him? Should I not? We were debating. We were like, would he do it? You know, and so we drafted up, like, a text. And I just, like, basically, you know, asked him if he would do it. No pressure. I was like, hey, if you like this,
right,
you know, pick on this for a while, you know, please feel free to say no. I fully expected rejection in a kind way. And I got the complete opposite. He was so gracious with his time and his talents. And we got into the studio the next, or either the next day or a couple days later. And he just played this incredible solo. And it was the greatest gift I could have ever received, honestly, for the song, but for the album. It, like, he's been such an idol of mine musically and lyrically as well. So to have his stamp of approval and his little stamp of just him on this album was super meaningful to me.